You're listening to the Valley Vegas Church Podcast. Valley Vegas is located at 4500 West Sahara Avenue in the heart of Las Vegas. For more information and to get connected with us, visit valleyvegas.org. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by today's message.
How are you all doing? You're blessed. You're so blessed you can't be stressed this year, right? Right? Well, hey, you know what? Can I encourage you tonight? I don't know, when we were worshiping, I just felt like there was some people here, they had hopelessness. And can I tell you, hopelessness is a lion's spirit, right? Because hopelessness is telling you that things aren't going to get better. And we just read in those verses that we were singing, no weapon formed against you will prosper. He's going to cause what the devil intended for harm. He's going to use it for your good. Do you believe that? Well, here, I want to share something with you. See, this is how God is going to start this whole evening. He's going to start this whole year. He's going to give you a promise. Say a promise. A promise is part of your inheritance as sons and daughters of the Most High God. I was sharing this with Pastor Jim, and I sent this to him. This was on December 4th. I was in the most holy place in my house, my restroom. And I was brushing my teeth. And as I was brushing my teeth, the Lord started to just speak to me very clearly, to the point where I had to stop brushing my teeth and I had to write down. How many people know when God speaks to you, you need to write it down? You need to write it down. And I believe that this word that he gave me is a prophetic word, because it's been confirmed through other men of God that have spoken the same thing that I had no knowledge of. And here's what he said. When I was praying, I heard the Lord speak to me in the spirit, say, sound the alarm, for the greatest outpouring is coming. Answers to prayers are coming. Destinies are going to be fulfilled. And God is going to restore everything the enemy has stolen. God is going to restore dreams, revelation, positions, and authority for this outpouring. He will do this through the sound of a mighty wind. Just like in the book of Acts chapter 2, Jesus told the apostles to go wait on God until they gave their power from on high. Remember, Jesus said that we have to lay down our lives. You know what that means? We have to lay down everything and abandon everything that the enemy can use to entice us, to discourage us, even the dreams that we don't think are coming to pass. But God is getting ready to drop the war hammer against every plan of the enemy. This is going to be the finest hour of our lives and the finest hour of the church. Satan is running out of time and he knows it. God has shown me in the spirit that there are legions upon legions of warrior angels ready to fight with us for this next outpouring. God gave a word to his sister Maria over here, and she said in prayer on Tuesday night that we have to be in the spirit at all times. It's very crucial. Through fasting, prayer, and praise, and that all comes through the power of the living word. Amen. Let me tell you something. God's about to pour out something. The enemy knows it. Can I tell you, that's why the enemy's pressing hard on you right now. That's why 2019 was a hard year. But I'm going to share something with you. 2020 is more than just a year. Do you know we started a new decade? We started a new decade, not just a new year. But you know what's so significant about 2020, not just in our calendar, but in the Hebrew calendar, it's the year 5780. That's very, very significant, and I'll tell you why. In the Hebrew alphabet, there's 22 letters, and they have a phonic sound, a numerical value, and they have a prophetic picture, okay? Number 5 in 5780, 5 is the number of grace. 7 is the number of perfection or completion. And 8 is the number of new beginnings. So if you add 5, 7, 8 plus 0, what do you get? You get 20. We're in the year of grace that's perfected and completed to give us a new beginning. Isn't that good? Do you receive that tonight? Do you know what today is? It's the 8th, a number of a new beginning. Are you ready for your new beginnings? Come on. Last year in the Hebrew calendar, it was 5779. Like I said, the Hebrew letters are not only a phonic sound, but it's a numerical value and a prophetic picture. The prophetic picture of the number 70 in the alphabet is an I, okay? And what that means is to see and to know. So we went through a decade of where God was showing us things so that we would know the signs of the times, where we're at. Do you know where you're at? Do you know where you're at with the Lord? It's very, very important that you do. Here's why. Because 80 in the Hebrew alphabet, it's a prophetic symbol of the mouth. So we're going from the eye to the mouth, and the mouth is the power of speech. It's the words that you say, okay? And you have to be careful because this symbol is like a double-edged sword, because the word for that symbol is called peh, P-E-H, okay? And it's a double-edged sword because in Proverbs 18:21, it says, life and death are in the power of the what? The tongue. It's what you say. Can I tell you something? When your circumstances are contrary to God's promises, what do you say? Do you say, God, you're not doing what you promised? Or do you say, you know what, devil? No weapon formed against me is going to prosper, or my family, or my wife, or my children, or my church, or my city, or my nation. See, as you start to declare that, what happens is, do you know God creates on words? In Genesis chapter 1, he said, he created the heavens and the earth, and then he said what? Let there be what? And he created on everything he said. Do you know that we are made in the same image and the same likeness as God? And the words that you say, the reason why you're held accountable for every word that comes from your mouth is because you don't understand. You're either creating something or you're destroying something. And I believe that this is going to be the decade. See, the 80s are for a decade, and I'm an 80s kid. I'm even wearing my 80s shoes. Because 80 is about declaring the word of God over your life. It's so important that you know what God is saying in this time. Let me explain also that the number 80 is the 17th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And do you know what 17 means? Overcoming victory. I don't think you heard me. You're entering into overcoming victory. Yes. So with your mouth, what do you do with your mouth besides speak? You eat. I like to eat. Psalms 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in him. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, that we're coming into a time where we are going to be able to taste the goodness of God? You've seen it, but now you're going to be able to taste it. But you got to watch what goes in your mouth and what comes out your mouth. Amen? Do you know Revelations 1:6 says that Jesus has made us to be kings and priests to serve his Father? You know what's so awesome about that? As priest, we get to come boldly before the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, right? Why? So that we can obtain mercy and grace in our time of need. Do you know that as a priest, husbands, you know, you're supposed to go before the Lord for your wives and your children, and you're supposed to cover them. You're supposed to cover them with prayer, and you go before the Lord with petitions. Me and my wife do this every morning as we're driving to work. We're always praying. We're praying for our kids. We're praying for the church. We're praying for all of you. And you know what? As we do that, that's an act of being a priest. We're going before the Lord. But here's the thing. As kings, you know what we have? We have heavenly authority. Say heavenly authority. Okay, you know, you've all been deputized by Jesus. He's given you all authority and all power that he has, he's given you. And Jesus said in Matthew 18:18, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. Do you understand the power and the authority you have that Jesus has given you? That means when something's coming against you, you say, no. In Jesus' name, I declare that that will not prosper against me. You know what? I don't care what it is. There was a brother here last night. We were praying for him in intercessory prayer. And his name is Magic. I don't know if he's here tonight. But you know what? He's struggling with some health issues. And you know what? He says, man, I feel so good. I say, because you know what? God is the only one that has the appointed day that says when we're leaving this place. No doctors can say it. We don't have to say it, but we have to believe what God says. See, when you believe the word of God, you know you'll be blessed. I've seen miracles happen. We heard of miracles with Ron Cornell when he gave his life to Jesus and surrendered his whole life. he had hepatitis C, and the doctor said, hey, you don't have it anymore. Your body healed itself. And he's like, what are you talking about? How can my body heal that? Well, we don't know, but your body healed itself. He said, no, Jesus healed me. See, there's power in believing the word of God, because he believed. He said that the Lord told him that he wasn't to allow anything to trouble him, but God will give him peace that surpassed all understanding. He didn't know that was in Philippians 4. But then he believed it. Do you understand? When he believed it, it actually manifested in his body and it healed him. Amen? So 5780 is a decade of speaking words that God is speaking from heaven to accomplish those things on earth that he wants us to do. Do you know he wants government authority from heaven on earth? That's why we're all ambassadors of Jesus Christ. See, we represent a kingdom that's not of this world. That's why when you walk into a room, people should say, who's this person? Because you're not of this world, right? And I know some of you. Some of you are crazy for Jesus. In Walmarts and just grabbing people and praying for them and bold. I'm proud of you. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to represent the king, right? Because when they know what the king looks like and how the king acts and we represent the king, guess what? They want to know the king. Man, if the king looks like you and the king acts like you, I want to know your king. There you go. It's easy to testify the truth to people, right? When you show them who Jesus is, right? Here's the thing. Jesus never spoke on his own authority, right? He only spoke what he heard the Father say. What is the Father telling you? What is the Father telling you for this year? And if you don't know, get on your knees until he speaks to you. Get in your word and say, God, I need a word for this year. See, there's three different meanings to the word. There's grapha, which is the written word. Then there's logos, which is the message of the word. And then there's rhema, which is revelation of the spoken word. See, I want rhema this year. I want a revelation of words that have been spoken to me by my Heavenly Father. Amen? And I believe that this is going to be a decade of rhemas from heaven that are going to come to earth, and you're going to see the greatest outpouring the world has ever seen. You were created, brothers and sisters, for such a time as this. You could have been born 100 years ago, but you were created for such a time as this. In the book of Hebrews, it says that we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, right? You know what I always picture? As we're running the race, they're going, come on! You're going to finish what we started. You're almost there. Come on. They're cheering you on. Like he said, Lauren said, Galatians 6:9, don't grow weary in doing what God has called you to do. Why? Because you are about to receive a harvest and a blessing if you don't. I'm serious. I'm going to end with this. The calling of Jeremiah in chapter 1, verses 4 through 12. It said, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, before I knew you in the womb, and I knew you before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet over the nations. And then Jeremiah said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said, do not say that I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you to say. Do not be afraid of them, for I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out and he touched his mouth and he said, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I have appointed you over nations, kingdoms, to uproot, to tear down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant. And the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch of an almond tree, he replied. And the Lord said, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Do you understand the words that come out of your mouth that God gives you? He is watching over every word, and he is going to create. He's going to fulfill. Can I tell you right now, there are angels waiting for you to say the words that God is telling you to say. And upon those words, God is going to move. Your breakthrough's coming. You know, this is going to be a decade of breakthroughs. This is going to be a decade of ramifications against the enemy in such a way that he's going to regret for all the things he's done to us. This is going to be a year of vengeance. I really believe that. I believe that the enemy is going to get his you-know-what handed to him. Oh, yeah. Because we serve a mighty God. Amen? Well, hey, tonight, compliments of my beautiful wife. we wanted to give you something tonight to take into this new year. As we continue to worship, here's a bunch of promises for this new year for you guys. See, these are love letters from your Papa in heaven. And can I tell you, it was one of the hardest years, like I said, 2019. My mother went to go be with Jesus, and I'm happy that she's there, but it hurt. And I know a lot of loved ones here, a lot of friends, Jan and a lot of people I love here. They've lost their siblings, or they've lost their spouses or their mothers. But can I tell you, I grabbed one. And I got Isaiah 54:17 that says, no weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every word that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. See, there's vindication coming for what the enemy's done. See, this year, I'm going to declare Isaiah 54:17 over everything the enemy's done, because guess what? The Lord's going to go, pow, right in his face. So tonight, what I want you to do as we worship, because our whole prayer tonight is that God would touch you in the midst of the worship time and through these promises he's given you. And you know what? If everybody at least gets one promise, if there's any more, you guys can have as many as you want, okay? But I want to make sure everybody gets a promise. But I'm just going to pray, and we're going to continue to worship. If you've carried anything that has worn you out this last year, before you pick that up, you need to come to this altar and you need to surrender whatever that was and say, Lord, I'm surrendering this, because this 2020, I want to be able to hear your voice in such a way that I can speak the things that heaven is speaking, so that the things on earth will look like the things in heaven. Amen. So Father, tonight as we come before you, God, I just thank you for this night as we just seek your face, God. That's what this whole night's about. It's not an agenda. It's about seeking your face, not your hand, Lord. We want to go into the inner courts. We want to go into the Holy of Holies and be with Jesus tonight. And so, Lord, we just thank you, and we pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.